Taking a look at soybean and wheat stocks and supply and demand estimates. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. The USDA reports that were released on Monday provided quite a shock, especially to our corn side. But as for bean numbers, it wasn't as eventful as corn. World Agriculture Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski discusses the outlook for U.S. soybean supply and demand for this month.
So regarding the U.S. balance sheet, the adjustments to beginning stocks and production, ultimately total supply, reflecting the reports we got from NAS production and stocks. We raised crush 15 million bushels based on higher meal domestic disappearance and exports, supporting some strength in the crush outlook there. U.S. soybean exports, we lowered 60 million bushels this month, reflecting the fact that we're looking at record production out of Brazil and higher exports from Brazil as well, crowding out some of the U.S. export opportunities there. U.S. ending stocks raised 60 million bushels, and with that, maybe not too surprising, we lowered the season average market price 30 cents per bushel, now down to $10.20 per bushel, still up about 20 cents per bushel year over year.
And one of the big focuses within this report was on our main global competitor of U.S. soybeans, Brazil. And they are now conducting harvest of this year's crop.
Brazil, where we're looking at the record crop there, very favorable production outlook for Brazil. Record area, record production, near record yields, plenty of moisture, no heat stress leads to a positive outlook for soybean production.
And with that being said, Jekanowski notes the Brazilian and U.S. contributions to January's world soybean balance sheet.
In terms of the global soybean supply and use balance sheet, virtually all of the changes are reflecting Brazil and the U.S. Production up 3.1 million tons. Again, that's mainly the Brazil and the U.S. Crush, we raised 1.2 million tons. That is reflecting a higher crush forecast for Brazil, reflecting their record production, and higher crush in the U.S. as well. Global soybean trade down just a bit, 100 million tons, and that is dominated by reduced exports by the U.S., which more than offset higher exports from Brazil. And ending stocks up 2 million tons. That's higher stocks in both Brazil and the U.S.
And we can't forget about wheat. This report showed some final supply and demand estimate numbers for U.S. wheat. And Jekanowski gets us up to date there.
Beginning stocks up a little bit. That's just based on the stocks report information we got, leading to that small increase in total supply, just 4 million bushels. Feed and residual use reduced 20 million bushels. That's again based on implied disappearance from the stocks report. And we're left then, when adding up the different sides of the balance sheet there, we're left with ending stocks up 25 million bushels. And with both U.S. and global ending stocks raised this month, that is consistent with weaker prices. We lowered the season average market price 10 cents per bushel. We've got about 70% of that crop marketed as of now.
And like I mentioned before, corn was really the big shocker on the grain stocks side of Monday's reports. Corn stored in all positions on December 1st totaled 13.3 billion bushels, which was up 10% from December 1st of last year. And of all those stocks, 8.7 billion bushels are stored on farms, which is 14% higher from a year earlier. And I know there are some oat producers out there, so oats stored in all positions on December 1st totaled 56 million bushels, up 7% from the stocks on December 1st of last year. And 28.7 million bushels of that number are stored on farms, which is 13% higher from a year ago. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.